The Victorian state election is set to go ahead this Saturday, with Labor tanking but maintaining their lead over the Liberal Party. Both parties have lost favour, according to opinion polling, with Liberal leader Matthew Guy speaking against controversial extremist opinions espoused by two candidates for the LNP Party, Timothy Dragon and Rennie Heath. John O'Wakeley reports.
Labour leader Dan Andrews and Liberal leader Matthew Guy clashed at a leaders' debate last night, vying for swing votes. The debate got heated as the leaders spoke over each other over a question about new gas fracking in the state.
And I don't think that's
no fracking.
I've said 100%. It 50 times and there'll be no gas. Say it again to everyone.
And there'll be no gas.
The leaders also came to a head with Labour's proposed plan to nationalise energy for the state of Victoria.
So we have to make a choice as a Victorian community. Do we replace them with other big companies that are about making profits, or do we do something different? And what we think the best thing to do is to invest in renewable energy that is owned by all Victorians.
Liberal leader Matthew Guy retorted with concerns over budgeting, stating,
"At the end of the day, it comes down to what our state can afford and the priorities that we have to make. Victoria now owes around, or will owe by the end of the next 4 years, $165.9 billion. Now, that is not debt that my government, if I form one, could pay off, or the next one, or the one after it. It's debt that will be around with our grandchildren."
Both Victorian State Liberal and Labor parties have slumped in the polls leading up to the Victorian state election this Saturday, following big wins from independents and minor parties in the federal election earlier this year. Victorian Labor are, however, projected to win a majority in both the House and Legislative Council, with a Liberal government, even a minority government, far out of reach. How could the Liberals pull this one out of the bag? Senior lecturer in politics at Monash University, Dr. Zara Gazarian, has some ideas.
It's not impossible for the Liberals to win. An election is up for grabs. We can see results that were not forecast in the opinion polls, and that's entirely possible. For the Liberals, there needs to be two things that are done. Firstly, the party must reconnect with the voters that it lost at the 2018 election, in particular in traditional seats that it had once held, such as Hawthorn. And second, they must be able to win over voters who are swinging voters, who vote from one party to the next, depending on the election. If they're able to resonate with these two very important groups, then the Liberals absolutely should expect to improve their standing in the new parliament.
But the Liberals have come under fire recently after leader Matthew Guy has had to disavow two separate candidates in the lead-up to the state election. First being Timothy Dragon, who stated that we should not recognise Indigenous peoples as, quote, "we won this land fair and square." The second being Rennie Heath, who, following a 60 Minutes expose, was criticised for her stances on abortion, gay marriage and connection to controversial City Builders Church, which has conducted harmful gay conversion therapy on members of its church. I spoke with Professor in Australian Politics at Australian National University, Mark Kenny, to discuss how these controversial figures will affect the upcoming election.
Certainly no party going into the last week of an election campaign wants to have, you know, the headlines for the wrong reasons, and that does seem to be what has happened to Matthew Guy with these stories coming out of some pretty extreme views, you know, right out of sync with party policy, but also with community attitudes in Victoria. These attitudes coming out from some of the Liberal Party candidates, it really does suggest that some pretty extreme forces have infiltrated the Liberal Party in Victoria. The extent of that, I suppose, is unknown. Some people fear it might be more extensive because some of these views being, sort of stridently anti-abortion, anti-climate change, anti-kindergarten even at one, in the case of one candidate, these sort of things have been kept under wraps. So how many others are there, we don't know. But I think what we see in the case of Mr. Dragon or Dragon and Rennie Heath is that there are some forces, some religious groups that have sought to infiltrate the Conservative parties over time and skew party policy. And that could be what we're seeing the tip of in relation to the revelations that have come out from those candidates. On the other hand, a lot of Victorians will have already voted before then and others will have either not notice those stories or perhaps be thinking about more bread and butter issues in terms of what determines their vote. So we'll just have to wait and see.
Why are so many people turning to fringe politics?
I think there is a growing sense that the two-party system is starting to run out of steam, that the parties themselves are a problem. We see, this appetite for greater accountability on the part of politicians, but also for greater integrity in public office. So I think you can't disentangle that from the cynicism about the major parties.
Mark Kenny, Professor of Australian Politics at the Australian National University, ending that report by John O'Wakeley.